In this bulletin, a mistrial declared in the Lindsay Clancy murder case, two workers rescued alive from a tunnel in Nepal, and in tennis, Aryna Sabalenka powers into the fourth round of the U.S. Open. Good morning from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Assam Al-Ghaili. A mistrial has been declared in the murder trial of a U.S. mother, Lindsay Clancy, after jurors failed to reach a unanimous verdict over the deaths of her three children. The jury had deliberated for 7 days before telling the judge it was deadlocked. Clancy admitted strangling the children at their Massachusetts home in 2023, but her lawyers argued she was suffering from postpartum psychosis and was not criminally responsible. Judge William Sullivan moved to end the trial, prompting an immediate appeal bid from the defense.
Over the defendant's objection, I'm going to declare a mistrial at this point. All right, if we bring the jury in.
So I want an opportunity to take an appeal to the single justice if the court will afford us that opportunity.
How much time do you need to do that?
I'd have it filed today and argue tomorrow.
Saturday?
The judge gave the defense 1 hour to seek a stay from Massachusetts' highest court, but the bid failed, confirming the mistrial and leaving prosecutors to decide whether to retry the case. Two workers pulled alive from a hydropower tunnel are receiving treatment in a hospital in Kathmandu. The workers have been identified as a mechanical foreman and a mechanical supervisor who were working in the Trishuli 3A tunnel when they became trapped as flash floods hit Nepal and Tibet more than a week ago. Australian geologist Arnold Dix has told NDTV work is continuing to rescue more workers believed to be alive and trapped in the tunnel.
I'm part of that team and we have been relentless in saying we've got a rescue mission. We'd identified what we were calling Goldilocks zones where we thought people could have survived. And now finally we're getting proof of that. It's just extraordinary. And this rescue, it rewrites the textbooks again because we've never had multiple power stations destroyed and have to mount a rescue effort through tunnels into power stations.
Local authorities estimate about 900 workers are missing from 12 hydropower projects in Nepal, with roughly 500 believed to be trapped in tunnels. Male politicians are being urged to reflect on their language amid a policy debate on responding to evidence of widespread sexism and misogyny in Australian schools. National's leader Matt Canavan says he stands by his remarks that what he called a feminization of school curriculums, particularly mandatory respectful relationships training, had led to boys embracing sexist online content. He had been responding to data from Monash University that showed widespread sexism and misogyny in Australian schools, with 78% of the 2,600 teachers surveyed saying they observed or experienced sexism or misogyny in school. New South Wales Education Minister Prue Carr says politicians have an important responsibility to not inflame the situation.
Teaching young people to be respectful of one another is not feminisation. That's helping young people be good human beings. So I would really like to see male politicians like Matt Canavan using their voice for good and actually showing young boys how to respect young women as opposed to using this very serious challenge we face in keeping our young women and girls safe to make political points.
Vision Australia has hosted its annual Seeing Eye Dog graduation event, with 35 new Labradors and Golden Retrievers now qualified to support Australians who are blind or have low vision. It brings the total number of Seeing Eye Dogs to 266 pups across the country. Chris Edwards is Vision Australia's chief mission officer and is also a Seeing Eye Dog handler. He says the demand for these animals is very high, but that it takes a lot of work to match people with the right dog.
It's a very big science to match a Seeing Eye Dog with their handler. You know, we take the type of work that that person does, their walking speed, the type of challenges that they live with. You know, it's a whole combination of factors that ensures that the temperament of the dog and the skills of the dog match the lifestyle of that person so that they can live a full and independent life.
To sport and in tennis, World number one Aryna Sabalenka is through to the fourth round of the U.S. Open after beating Kamila Rakimova 6-3, 6-4. The Belarusian is chasing a third consecutive title at Flushing Meadows and a fifth Grand Slam crown. Sabalenka has now won 16 straight matches at the tournament and is bidding to become the first woman since Serena Williams to win three consecutive U.S. Open titles. She will next face either American Taylor Townsend or Russia's Diana Schneider. Meanwhile, third seed Jessica Pegula fought back to beat Canada's Leila Fernandez 1-6, 6-4, 6-3. The American will face Sorana Cristea in the fourth round. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hassam Al-Ghalib.